Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Friends of the Earth in France are for the 7th year organizing the Pinocchio Award and has nominated the Pur Project in the category Greener Than Green, which is awarded to the company which has led the most abusive and misleading communications campaign in regard to its actual activities. And with me here I have Sylvain Engregard from Friends of the Earth France, and I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about the Pur Project, what is it about?
Pur Project is a French company created in 2009 by a French business leader called, and his name is Tristan Lecomte, and he's very involved in many kind of ethical business. And now with this company, Pur Project, they are really pushing the idea that a company can offset its carbon emission by planting trees in the global south.
They have now been nominated for particularly its activities in Peru.
In Peru, it's the main project of this company. And they have very aggressive communication explaining that what they are doing in Peru is fantastic. They are working with community, for community, planting trees with farmers and protecting the forest. And so we have decided in November 2013 to visit this area and to investigate by ourselves. We at first received information from the field, but in the north of the area, some community that used to live inside the forest were not involved in the project and were not aware of the impacts. And so we visited this area. We were, for the first part of this field mission, with Diego Cardona from Friends of the Earth Colombia. We first visited a farmer that has contracted with Pur Project to plant trees to store carbon. And the first result is that this farmer were not very aware of the consequences of this kind of carbon contract, and even about the price. The company give them very, very few money for planting this tree. And the tree belongs to the company, and the company can sell it to another company that pollutes. Yes, but this kind of contract creates lots of problems because farmers have no right on this tree. It's tree of a company. The second part of the mission, it was linked to what we call RED project, so it's a project of protection of the forest, in Sagrado Conservation Forest. And this project is very complicated because in this part there are lots of migrants. People come from another part of Peru where extractive industry are very important, and so people move. They move to forest area because they need land to cultivate. And so we have visited some community that were installed in this forest for 40 years ago. Now this forest is protected and carbon credits were created and transferred to Pur Project. And so this community face this project, and they don't know what is really the impact. What we really show is that Pur Project communicate a lot about community in the south of the project that are the beneficiary of the project. And in a way, it's true. This community, they live outside the protected forest, so they have no impact on their land. And they receive lots of benefits like a better access to electricity, better transport or communication tools. But community that live inside the protected area in very remote place inside the mountain, they were not consulted at all, and they don't know what will be the impact. So we decided to nominate Pur Project to really show this contrast. It's not, they cannot brand the project and say it's a project for community, because they have not considered a community inside the forest.
And they on their webpage you can read, and they declare themselves as a, it states, per project develop socio-environmental projects to regenerate, revitalize and preserve the ecosystem in partnership with disadvantaged communities. It sounds pretty good on paper, but what's your comment to this?
I mean, it's pretty good in some community. When you receive visits of lots of people, you have a better school, and they're creating many things in some village in the south. But this village, they are not inside the forest. And people inside the forest, that are people without rights, they have no benefits. And now, because of this project, it will be harder and harder to cultivate land to feed themselves. And it's really the big problem. In this area, like in many areas in the world, people have no right on their land. And this company arrive, negotiate with the government and some other local cooperative, and they create carbon credit, carbon right, and transfer this right to some French or European company. But what is the legitimacy of this right? What is carbon right when you have no land right? Thanks to this case study, we have documented an example of carbon contract, and it's an ongoing project coordinated by Friends of the Earth International to continue to collect all this kind of carbon contract and to have kind of database and manual to help community to resist to this kind of project. So I invite people to have a look at this manual. It was, I think it's an ongoing project.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.